Well, yeah, I mean, like, you know, even people who aren't in church, they can hear about, oh, the sins of the father, you know, passed on to the kids. You know, I mean, like, this is where it comes from, you know, and I'm going to explain it here. It comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, and just giving you the whole context, okay, not just a little clip. Mm-hmm. So the context is, you shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the father or the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. So, of course, the context is the Ten Commandments here, right? But the truth of God's nature is still the same. You know, basically, those who do the sin, don't repent, they are punished into the third, the fourth generations. And you think, that's terrible. Well, here's the flip side. To the righteous, God blesses to 1,000 generations, which is an amazing promise. Mm. So yes, there can be what we call generational sins, which is, you know, sins are sort of like passed on, the punishment passed on to the next generation because they're not repenting either. And but the good news is that it can be broken. Mm-hmm. It can be broken by repentance, by turning to God, and that is all it takes. That is all it takes to start the whole generation of those who love God and keep his commandments and be blessed for 1,000 generations.
Would you say that there is a difference between generational sin and then this notion of like generational spirits?
When you say generational spirits, what do you mean exactly?
I could have said that in an incorrect way, but you know how it's like, okay, this is how I can explain it. This person, let's say, struggles with drinking, and their father and their father's father and their father's father's father. So would you consider that like a generational sin, or is it like, oh man, there's like just this maybe spirit that would linger in their life and just constantly be there with the temptation and stuff like that?
All right, I see what you mean, yeah. I would say some of that could be generational sin. Mm-hmm. Some of that could be, you know, the fact that since one generation...
Familiar spirits.
Yeah, like a spirit that, you know, bothered one generation, went on to bother the next generation, then went on to bother the next generation. And like I said, all that can be still broken.
Yeah.
Just by saying, okay, enough, God, come into my life, take control, you know, forgive me of my sin.
Yeah.
And boom, chains are broken.
It's pretty incredible when you realize situations like this, and it comes out over time.
Yeah.
I remember being around different, some families where you could very clearly see that the child struggled with the same thing as the parent, and the parents struggled with the same thing as their parents. And you could just go back in time and you're like, oh my gosh. You know, like this person always struggled with that, and it just keeps passing down and down and down and down. And as you said, it can be broken. But the first thing, just like the question is talking about, like you need to be aware of these things that need to be broken, you know?
Yeah, not just count it up to, well, you know, it's just...
It's genetics!
Yeah. I mean, like, sure, there could be part of that as, you know, making you more susceptible to that kind of thing. Yeah. But somewhere along the line, it started with someone making a conscious decision.
Absolutely. A conscious decision to drink way too much espresso in my case, and now it has definitely been passed down.